You're listening to episode 178 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Ariel Garten. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. So just a short bit about our guest today. If you want to learn more about Ariel Garten, make sure you do head over to lifestylelocker.com or search on iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast. And episode 124 is our first interview with Ariel. And she is a co-founder of Interaxon, which are the developers and the creators of the Muse for Meditation headband, which is really cool. I have two of them currently, and I absolutely love them. So to find out more, check out those details. Without further ado, here's our guest today, Ariel. Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. We have a return guest, someone I actually love because I love her product. I love what her passion and what she does. This is Ariel Garten. We're going to be talking about the Muse meditation device and a new device that's on market now, which I'm going to let her talk all about. I don't want to spoil it. So Ariel, welcome.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, we did your whole story in the last episode. We spoke about the Muse and I think it was actually the Muse 2 was coming out with HRV. And we got really in depth into a lot of that with meditation and HRV and the EEG. But what's the deal with the new device? It's getting a lot of hype. I know it's going to be selling off the shelves, so to say, a lot because sleep is a huge piece of people's lives.
So our new device, which we're incredibly excited about, helps you meditate and helps you sleep. So as you know, with the original Muse, it gave you real-time feedback on your heart, your breath, your body, and your brain during meditation. And what we recognized was a lot of people were using our meditation tool to help them fall asleep. And so what we built was this beautiful purpose-built device that you can actually wear while sleeping. So it has EEG sensors, accelerometer, PPG sensor for heart rate, SpO2 for oxygen, gyroscope, and more. So it's packed with sensors. It's a slim little headband that you wear, kind of, you know, just like a tennis headband or Lululemon headband for yoga. It's a little headband that you wear, and it can track all of these metrics as well as give you guided meditations that help you fall asleep. So we call them our go to sleep journeys. They're these beautiful guided meditations that lull you into sleep. And at the same time, it's actually creating a soundtrack from your body that entrains you into sleep in a way that's designed to help you fall asleep faster.
Holy, how in the world do you think of, I mean, it's really cool when you think about it, but how do you even, like, where does the thought process start to, like, okay, we want to make a sleep device, but then now we want to use the body's signals to create that music, if you will, to help you go to sleep?
So this is a lot of the genius of Chris Amoney. He's our chief technical officer, and he's a brilliant engineer as well as a brilliant artist, a brilliant sort of spiritual guru of sorts, and he really understands how you make beautiful experiences. And for the last 6 years with Muse in Market, we've been creating audio experiences or modulating audio based on your brain, your heart, your breath, and your body. And so as we thought about how we best create experiences to help you fall asleep, and we went in depth through the literature, we recognized that there was the opportunity to actually entrain your biosignals and then to start shifting your biosignals ever so slightly in a way that's designed to let your body know it's time to sleep. So basically, if you're listening to the beating of your heart, I know, like, mind-blowing. You listen to the beating of your heart like it's the chirping of crickets, and you're hearing this beautiful soundscape that's based on your body. And then as we've entrained your heartbeat, so your heartbeat, you hear it, we start to slow the chirping of the crickets down, which actually causes your heartbeat to slow down ever so slightly, which signals to your body that it is going deeper and deeper into rest and relaxation.
Wow. That is really neat. You know, I'm listening to always when I'm on my Muse, I'm using the rainforest is my favorite. But that's so cool that it helps your body like your body's the guide, but now you're having the feedback that's, it's so cool that it, I don't know. This is just really mind blowing to me because sleep is so, so important. And I'm always tracking my sleep. So with this device, when someone puts it on, I want you to talk a little bit about sleep and why it's essential if someone's going to be meditating and how they can track even their improvement in the meditation if their sleep is better.
So sleep improves every function in our body. I mean, most of us don't realize how impactful sleep is. And if we did, we would be sleeping 8 hours a night, no question. You know, I no longer stay up late working, which I used to do all the time, because I just recognize how valuable sleep is. And there's nothing else that I could be doing other than building relationships that could be as valuable as sleeping.
Yeah.
And when you look at the functions of sleep, so many of them are cognitive. So if meditation as a skill is helping you to improve your attention, improve your cognitive clarity, and improve your emotional self-regulation, sleep also helps you do all three of those things. And actually, if you look at studies of people who have poor sleep, what you see is that they also have poor emotional self-regulation. So they have less frontal lobe activity, they have more amygdala activity and more activity in the reward centers of their brain, which actually can mean that they are less emotionally regulated. So, you know, when you don't sleep, you are cranky, you're irritable, you're on a short fuse. If you look at a child who's having a temper tantrum, every mom's like, oh, didn't have a good nap today.
Yeah.
Adults are the same. And what we recognized is with this combination of sleep and meditation, we teach you to meditate during the day so that you can learn to improve your mind, you can learn to calm your body, you can learn to emotionally self-regulate. We then help you get a better night's sleep because you're able to calm your mind before you fall asleep because you've learned the skill. You calm your body. You're then able to potentially sleep better at night. You then wake up more refreshed, more cognitively capable, more able to emotionally self-regulate, which then becomes a virtuous feed-forward cycle, meditating during the day, meditating and sleeping better at night, meditating during the day.
Yeah, and then consider the people you're around, how much of a positive impact you're going to be on the people that are closest to you that may even live with you.
Like yes.
Right? That's so powerful. So with this device, you mentioned all these different measurements, you know, like the accelerometer, the oxygen, like, so is there one of these that is more important or gives us more feedback than another, like all these different sensors?
So EEG is the gold standard for tracking meditation in EEG is the gold standard for tracking sleep in a polysomnography. So if you go into a polysomnography clinic, they're going to put a bunch of sensors all over your head, a bunch of EEG. They're also going to track your heart rate and your oxygen. But it's really the EEG that is the gold standard for tracking sleep.
Okay.
Muse will actually be releasing overnight sleep tracking in 2020. Now, the functionality that Muse S comes with is the meditation capability and the go to sleep journeys. And we thought we would do the go to sleep journeys first because getting to sleep is really the problem that most people have. Tracking your sleep is a nice to have. It's interesting the next day, but it's getting to sleep that actually solves the problem for most people.
Okay.
And we're currently doing the validation of our sleep tracking relative to a gold standard polysomnography clinic. And so that's going to be rolling out to consumers shortly.
Oh, cool. So that's going to be, you know, it's not going to be, it is cutting edge, but if someone's going to have one of these in their drawer to put on to go to bed and track, because if, you know, a lot of our audience loves data and loves learning about how they can make themselves better. Hence the Muse for meditation, you know, the headband itself. I love it because I get to see, you know, direct data at the end and go, holy cow, okay, what was I doing right or what was I doing wrong what led me to where I am right now, where I'm not able to relax or focus or have, I don't get to hear all the birds chirping, which will, you know, at the end, I'm like, God, what, like, you know, so data is so important. And I think having that full night's sleep this way is going to be different, I think, than any sleep tracking device that's even on the market today.
Yeah, there is really nothing else that can give you the kind of data that EEG sleep tracking gives you. It literally is like having a polysomnography clinic in your drawer on your head as you sleep.
Yeah. So with the research or with your the company with Muses Research, what kind of neat things have you seen so far? Like, because I know they're not a ton on the market right now, so you're collecting all your data, but I'm sure you had a lot of pre-data going in. Anything cool, unusual, any positives, you know, that you've seen so far?
There's lots. So with Muse S, it was incredibly exciting for me to walk over to the researchers, pop open my EEG data, and actually look at my sleep spindles. Mm. You know, the stuff that you learn in your first year psychology class or neuroscience class, like what do the stages of sleep look like?
Okay.
And I was like, wow, like there is my EEG, there's my K-complex, there are my sleep spindles. That's literally what the textbook looks like. It's fantastic. Okay. In terms of the research that we've been doing lately, we've had some really fantastic findings. One, using Muse 2, a study at Mayo Clinic demonstrated that women awaiting breast cancer surgery were able to improve their quality of life and decrease their stress and fatigue during the cancer care process by using Muse.
Okay, very cool. Well, that's going to boost their immune system when you decrease stress.
It was an amazing finding, and Mayo was so excited that they're now doing 3 studies hot on the heels of that one.
Really? And I'm sure they're going to grab a bunch of the S devices because, you know, especially in the world of cancer, which is a scary world, you know, with these conditions, that, you know, helping people boost their own immune systems is huge. And having, you know, your mind be regulated, or I shouldn't say you're regulating your own mind, but having that sense of calmness and well-being will change you from the inside out and probably have much better outcomes if they're going to have a surgery or chemo or radiation or whatever it may be.
Being able to calm your mind and body and downgrade the inflammation in your body and boost your immune system is, you know, the fundamental trick to overcoming most disease. I mean, when we talk about lifestyle medicine, that's one of the fundamentals of it.
Yeah. This is pretty neat. And so for yourself, since you've been using the S since it's been developed, what positives have you seen? I know you've seen the data, but what have you noticed any differences in getting to sleep or staying asleep?
Being much, much, much calmer. So truth be told, I'm somebody who originally had great sleep.
Okay.
So yeah, so I'm the kind of person who, I put it like, regardless of what I'm doing, I fall asleep pretty instantly. I stay asleep pretty nicely. And then I wake up really pleasantly in the morning. I got lucky on the sleep lottery. I got so lucky on the sleep lottery, but okay. I know a lot of people did not get as lucky as I am. And the feedback that we're hearing has been pretty tremendous. Even with me, I was doing demos with people at conferences and they would start to fall asleep. So like, really? To the just point where I was like at a conference doing a demo of Muse S, and I would be like tapping the person like, 4 minutes in, like, sir,
Wake up.
That's
so cool. I'm excited. I've had people buying them already. You know, people have been like asking me about this, and I haven't yet tried one. I can't wait to give the S a try, or a try, give the S a use. And I'm super pumped for the overnight tracking. And I think you're going to reach a whole new audience with this, and I'm sure the people listening that are really interested in sleep, because we've interviewed a couple of really interesting people on sleep already and the importance of sleep and all of the data on sleep. But now if we have a device, something that can actually be a guide, this really is like so different. I'll listen to meditation sometimes to go to sleep, but there's no feedback.
There's no interactivity.
There's no feedback. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, part of the inspiration for it was the way that you would be helped to sleep when you were a child. So if you have a kid or you remember being a child, you read a kid a bedtime story to help them fall asleep. And the person reading the bedtime story, you're watching their physiology as they fall asleep. Mm. So, you know, as their breath starts to slow, your voice slows down and you quiet. You know, as their eyes are shuddering, fluttering closed, you whisper and then you close the book and you sneak out. And so we recognize that because we're tracking your biosignals, we had the opportunity to make something that really was an intelligent coach that could see where you were at and start to shift and change. So it's not just like a recording talking in your ear.
Yeah.
It's something that actually grows and moves with you to help lull you into sleep.
Yeah.
And so the go to sleep journeys are the first thing we've put out. Sleep tracking is what comes next. And we're continually really pushing the envelope in our R&D. And so we have a pretty exciting set of features to come out over the next few years from the same device that helps enhance sleep from different directions. So once you have the Muse S, you're going to be on the like evolving sleep tech journey with us with more content over time.
So cool. So with it reading and sensing and like lulling you to sleep, does it know when you're asleep right away? And does it shut the, you know, the signaling off, you know, as far as like the data off, so you're not like startled by hearing a noise?
Yeah. So that's on the feature roadmap. By the time somebody listens to it, or may not be doing that yet. So right now the responsive soundtrack changes on the feature roadmap is the guided audio shutting off as soon as you fall asleep. And a range of really cool features after that.
Yeah. No, this is changing the game, and I'm pumped. So for people, the best place for you to go is going to be to choosemuse.com and just buy. They have bundles right now. You can get the Muse S. If we're just going to buy one, the Muse S.
Yes.
You can use it for regular meditation as well.
And that you can use it for regular meditation. So Muse S has all the same features as Muse 2, plus the go to sleep journeys.
Okay.
And then we have guided content. So that's hundreds and hundreds of meditations on everything that might come up in your life. If you're frustrated standing in line, we literally have a 2-minute meditation for standing in line. We have meditations on sleep, performance, anxiety, stress, relationships, waking up with morning joy, falling asleep easier, and on and on and on.
Yeah. And that's on the app, everyone. So you're going to get that when you get your headband, when you get your meditation headband. The app is super easy, super user-friendly. I've been using it now, I think, just over a year. It's very easy to navigate. And if you can turn on a phone, you can figure out how to use it. So I think you're going to be not have to be worried about this high-end, super powerful technology of trying to figure out what button to push as a power button. Right? Like that's how easy it is. So Ariel, this is great. I'm really excited to share this with our audience. And what are the best places on social to find you or follow you on this journey of saving the world through meditation and now sleep?
Thank you. You can find Muse at choosemuse.com or on socials at choosemuse. You can find me on Instagram at Ariel's Musings and Twitter, Ariel.Garten.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much. I am pumped. I just got off of meditation about 2 hours ago. So I guess why I'm all wired up and excited to talk to you. And everyone that's listening, thank you so much. Make sure you do head over to choosemuse.com. Scroll down. All of the details will be in the show notes on how to get your Muse S. And I would just say, just get that one. If you want a bundle, get a couple. Get one for a friend. And Ariel, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure to re-bring you and reintroduce you back to our tribe here at Lifestyle Locker.
My complete pleasure. Thank you.
Hey everyone, I hope you did enjoy that episode with Ariel Garten. And I want to thank her and Interaxon. After our call, she actually shipped out Muse S for me, and I absolutely love it. So far, I've used it for about 1 week at the time of this recording, and I've given my wife my original Muse 1, which is still rocking and rolling. It's the original Muse, and she's meditating. She loves it. She's getting into it. She's like, oh, you know, I got X amount of burps today. This is really cool. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, this is the neurobiofeedback that we spoke about in the original interview. And it's really neat that we can actually create a better mind and we can have some feedback to help us and guide us in that direction. I love the technology. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So make sure you scroll down in the show notes here. We're on the website. And make sure you click the link that we have available to you because that will give you a discount for the device that you want. Make sure you do click through that link. Otherwise, you will not get that discount. So click through the link at the discount. And if you are loving what you're hearing, head over to iTunes, give us that amazing 5-star review. And also, For those of you that have not actually been to the website, lifestylelocker.com, if you do head over there, you can click, there'll be a pop-up, but if you're faster than the pop-up, you can go ahead and click on the book. You get the book inside the locker. It's a free download. Just throw your name and email in there, and I'll send that right over to you. And it will talk to you about living a healthy, healthy, awesome, vibrant lifestyle that will help you unleash your human potential. All right, everyone, have a great day, evening, or night. I appreciate you all. Bye-bye.